The Ghana Football Association has affirmed confidence in the Black Stars coach Kwesi Appiah. Its president Kwesi Nyantechi said the executive committee still has full confidence in Kwesi Appiah and in his ability to do the job. They have therefore instructed that the necessary action about his new contract be completed. Appiah, the first indigenous coach to qualify Ghana to the World Cup, has come under intense pressure despite a two-year extension by the GFA just before the competition began last month. The news conference, the GFA, rendered an unqualified apology to the nation following the poor performance of the Black Stars at the World Cup in Brazil. The association says a lot was expected from the senior football team, but the performance has left many Ghanaians heartbroken and dejected because the team exited the tournament prematurely. Ibrahim Donko was there for Radio Ghana.
The anxious-looking journalists who could not wait to fire the GFA officials with their questions were at the venue in their numbers. Issues raised include the appearance fee saga, indiscipline, the alleged match-fixing scandal, and financial issues. The president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantechi, began his account by apologizing to the nation for the team's poor showing at the Mundial. He went ahead to explain some of the circumstances that led to that state of affair.
Admittedly, the performance of the team fell below the expectation of all of us. Our inability to qualify to the second round broke many Ghanaian hearts, and we wish to offer an unqualified apology for that disappointment. The biggest challenge that faced the team was the delay in the payment of the appearance fee. In the last two World Cup competitions, appearance fees were paid before the start of the competition. The payment of appearance fee became problematic. The first reason for that was that after Brazil, the players continued to reject the appearance fee approved by government. A match in Montenegro during negotiations with players, they refused to accept the offer of $82,500 and insisted on the sum of $100,000. The second reason that accounted for the delay was that there was a pre-agreement to pay the appearance fee on debits to credit cards. The players reneged on that and demanded a payment in cash, which had been the practice. Our observation is that the payment of appearance fee and bonuses in cash posed many risks to the country, the players, and the FA. Ghana went to the competition with the hope of progressing beyond the quarterfinals. Understandably, the GFN Ghanaians kept a high hope in the team because of our track record. During the competition, management had the unpleasant duty of taking disciplinary action against two players who engaged in different acts of indiscipline. Kevin Prince Boateng verbally abused the coach and was suspended indefinitely. Suleiman Tai, who assaulted Mr. Moses Amma, a management member, was also suspended indefinitely.
Mr. Nyantechi also highlighted some of the actions the FA would undertake to forestall some of these challenges.
We wish to note that the World Cup in Brazil taught us bitter lessons. We must continue to emphasize discipline as the hallmark for success in our team. Management will continue to support the coach to instill discipline in the team. The current code of conduct will be transformed into a contract with detailed terms and conditions as a basis for invitation to the national team. The contract will cover appearance fees, bonuses, and other. The executive committee today expressed its confidence in the continuity in office of the head coach, and so we'll finalize discussions on new terms for his further engagement. We also ask the head coach to review the current squad and retain players only on the basis of competence, commitment, and discipline. The coach was further encouraged to consider young additions to the team, offering training and skills development opportunities to various levels of officers involved in the FA work, with a view to enhancing their performance.
The Black Star coach, Kwesi Appiah, said he would continue with his work, saying he is capable and will not bow to pressures for him to resign. He explains why.
I'm determined to continue with the job, considering the fact that many of these players that I brought up, their performance was really, really good, which I believe that we need to work on them, develop, and then look at their shortfalls and look how best we can build their confidence levels. And at the same time, there are so many young players locally and playing professional football that I believe that once we are able to get all of them to join the field that we've got at the moment, the nation can develop. And basing this far on the, if you look at the performance, even though we lost the US game, if you look at the individual performance of most of these young guys, it was brilliant. And then going on to the Germany game, they also performed well. So I believe that many of them are really doing well, and we need to make sure that we continue to build a team.
There were mixed reactions among the journalists regarding the explanations given by the GFA and the coach.
Abraham Donko with that report.